This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. As 2019 drew to a close, Congress was scrambling to get some trade deals done before the holiday break. One thing they accomplished was the House passage of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Agreement. Representative Dan Newhouse took to the House floor after the vote to confirm his support.
My home state of Washington, exports to Canada and Mexico totaled $11.3 billion in 2018, and trade-related jobs amount to nearly 40% of all jobs in the state.
The feedback, Newhouse says, was overwhelmingly positive.
I've heard from farmers, ranchers, and manufacturers in every county of Central Washington, and they all agree. Today's vote to pass USMCA is exactly what we need.
Newhouse says potential tariffs were one of the biggest fears for some.
Most importantly, USMCA maintains duty-free access for U.S. agricultural products, including the iconic Washington State apple, which accounts for nearly $450 million in exports annually.
But not just apples.
The USMCA goes even further to advance access for the U.S. dairy and wine industries, two substantial drivers for Washington's economy.
Listen tomorrow for the latest news on phase one of the China trade deal.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.